Anger and Blame, focused at former Boston Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law, will be part of the focus when Irish bishops meet with the Pope next week to discuss their massive clergy sex abuse scandal and its links to Boston. Many Catholics, both in Ireland and the U.S., are calling on the Vatican to take substantive steps in response, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Ireland's clergy sex abuse scandal erupted last year after two government-ordered reports documented decades of clergy child abuse and a church cover-up of the abuse. Four Irish bishops said they'll resign for not reporting the abuse, and some in Ireland say another Catholic leader, former Boston Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law, should give up his post in Rome.
To keep Cardinal Bernard Law in the position he holds would suggest that the papacy does not understand the principle of accountability.
Sean O'Connell is acting coordinator of the lay group Voice of the Faithful in Ireland. He says Pope Benedict XVI is expected to release a pastoral letter to Ireland's 4 million Catholics after next week's meeting with the bishops. But O'Connell says that letter is meaningless if Cardinal Law remains in his Vatican post, helping to select new bishops.
Many people find it difficult to understand why, if a person has been found to have been as wanting in his duty of care for children as Cardinal Bernard Law was, and that was comparable to what happened in Dublin, in Ireland also, we find it very difficult to understand why such a man should have been effectively promoted. What Bernard Law did was to endanger the lives and souls of children.
Cardinal Law came to personify the clergy abuse crisis. He was the first member of the Catholic hierarchy shown to have actively covered up clergy abuse. Immediately after the Boston Globe broke the abuse story in 2002, Law refused to step down. But 11 months later, when priest records were released by court order and showed that Law took elaborate steps to cover up for abusers, he stepped down.
To all those who have suffered from my shortcomings and from my mistakes, I once again apologize, and from them I beg forgiveness.
After leaving Boston, Law was named to the prominent position of Archpriest of the St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome. He also serves on several Vatican boards and committees, and he participated in the 2005 conclave that elected Pope Benedict. But he hasn't been seen in Boston since he left.
When the Pope came here last year, all these cardinals from Rome, American cardinals, came with the Pope on the plane, but not Cardinal Law.
Father Walter Kunin, now chaplain at Brandeis University, was among the group of Boston-area priests who first called on Law to step down after the clergy abuse crisis. But he says having Law leave his Vatican post now may be moot because Law's age requires that he relinquish some responsibilities this year. Other Catholics say it's not fair to continue to point to Cardinal Law.
There is a particular animus being manifested toward Cardinal Law.
Deal Hudson is president of the Catholic Advocate and director of InsideCatholic.com, two conservative Catholic websites.
People are looking for a reason to continue to be critical of Cardinal Law, then just ask for more punishment, but I don't see any reason to tie it to what happened in Ireland.
The Boston Archdiocese did not want to comment about Cardinal Law or the Irish bishops' meeting. Last month, the Archdiocese released the names of three abusive priests with ties to Ireland who worked in Boston. Archdiocese Vicar General, the Very Reverend Richard Erickson, says the Archdiocese continues to improve efforts to prevent and deal with abuse.
The situation in Ireland is, for me, an affirmation of the commitment of the Archdiocese of Boston to never let our guard down.
The Archdiocese recently created two new offices to handle clergy abuse, and Vicar General Erickson says they'll continue to look into improving transparency surrounding priest records.
We're actively engaged in looking at what we're doing regarding disclosure and considering how to best continue that practice or strengthen it.
An Archdiocese spokeswoman said the names of credibly accused priests will be published by the end of the year. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.